know if you've, I don't know if you heard Bill O'Brien's comments, but he talked about, as far as a goal for this week, wanting to find a way to get you into the offense more. What your reaction to him saying that is?
Obviously, I'm excited to get on the field more. It's never a good situation to stay on the sideline and watch a team play. You always want to be in the game and be in those close games and going to battle and going to war with your teammates. So nothing's changed for me. I'm going to keep going to practice every day, keep preparing every day, keep working hard, and see where it takes me.
What have you noticed in practice that has given you the confidence, the sign that maybe I am getting closer to really making an impact with this offense?
I've always had a confidence in myself and my game, and it's just a matter of getting comfortable with the offensive system and get comfortable with the quarterback and get on the same page and just being there and just being reliable for the quarterbacks to go to and just being reliable, I guess.
Speaking about being reliable, how much of this is getting Tom's trust, being someone that he can look to?
That's a big part of it, obviously. He runs the show, so you get on the same page with him, and you're good to go after that.
What has been the biggest challenge for you to get onto the field and get a regular amount of reps?
Just going out to practice every day and working hard, keep improving. I mean, being consistent in my work ethic. Make sure I'm on top of my game plan, make sure I'm on top of my plays that I have, and stay after practice, do the extra things, get in the film room, get the quarterbacks, go over notes here and there, go over some DBs we're facing with other receivers. So just keep preparing well and just over-preparing.
What kind of things do you do after practice? What are you learning then?
Running routes, timing routes, watching extra film, looking at our game plan, going over questions, going over route adjustments, things like that.
Are there specific things that you feel like you're doing better now than maybe you weren't doing earlier?
I'm healthy, feeling good, my leg's feeling good, so that's a big part of it. I can be out there more consistent, put practices back-to-back and be putting games back-to-back and just, like I said, being more consistent, being out there more just so there's not that inconsistency factor. If you see someone out there every day and they're improving every day, that's a good sign.
There's been some talk, Taylor, about this offense needing to get the ball vertical more, a little bit more stretching the field. Your name comes up almost all the time in the area. How do you feel about that? How can you help stretch the field?
That's something I've been done since I've been playing receiver. I always could go deep. I always could stretch the field. I always had the speed and the hands. So that's just the added dimension I think I bring to this team, and I'm looking forward to putting that on the field.
Do you change any preparation-wise? I know you want to prepare like you're going to play all the time, but you're kind of like, doing a little more maybe?
But yeah, obviously doing a little bit more than what I can. Meet with the quarterback more, put them just a little bit more of everything. I mean, you just got to ramp up your preparation just a little bit more.
This may be a weird question for a wide receiver, but blocking. I mean, how do you feel you are as a blocker in this offense?
Pretty good. I mean, I'm one of our bigger receivers. I think I'm pretty tough, physical. I get my hands on a DB, so that's a big part of this offense. When we want to run the ball and be physical, so you gotta be able to block if you want to be on the field.
Taylor, you were targeted once in the Steelers game. When you have so few opportunities in a game, can they be over exemplified in a way? Because you want to do so much in that one? Do you
it can get that way. You just can't let it get that way. You just gotta. I try to go into practice praying like it's a game, praying like it's a Sunday, each and every play. So when it comes to the game, there's not much different. I just, okay, it's my play. I go out there and go run my route to the best of my ability and go make a play. So there's not much added pressure to it. I just don't let the pressure get to me too much.
Can you tell us what happened on that play in particular and what you remember about that?
I think it was a one receiver set. I think I had a deep route. I beat my corner. I think Tom got rushed out the pocket with some pressure, couldn't set his feet, and probably was rushed a little bit and made a throw.
Did you make an adjustment on that when you saw Tom in trouble, or was it just part of the route that?
I kind of came more flat. It was part of the route. I came a little more flat to come get the ball, but it was supposed to be a deep route, so